Today I'm going to be looking at our fifth core value, which is a celebration of creativity. And I want to kind of open up our minds and blow our minds a little bit about what we mean by creativity. And if we're just thinking about this morning, you know, we've had two amazing songs as a result of this creative power and energy that's come from people of God. We've had Andy sharing in a creative way about what communion is all about with this. We're on Zoom. Somebody somewhere created Zoom at some point or another. You know, creativity is all around us. And so I want us to look today at what we mean by that celebration of creativity. And this value flows from, as I think we've probably got the picture now, these values flow on from each other, that the intimacy in prayer, the delighting in the Bible, the openness and obedience to the Holy Spirit, the worship, all of these flow into. And when we are operating in these values, then from that will naturally flow and naturally will come creativity. Creativity will flow from us. And it's not just about cross stitch. It's not just about dancing, even though it is about those things. Those things are great. But it's about a bigger thing than we mean by just purely the arts and the media. Creativity flows from the presence of God. And if you remember initially, I talked about who God is and what our mission statement is all about, when we said about the habitation being a habitation of God's presence within the community. And what is God's presence? God's presence is primarily creative. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, it tells us that in the beginning, God created. That's the first description of his character, of his nature, of his essence, of what he's about. And we see that at the beginning. But then when we turn to Revelation chapter 21, verse 5, at the end of all things, it tells us there that he will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Remember, Mark read from this passage, there'll be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Dave was saying in our prayer meeting this morning, expect the unexpected. It's kind of like one of Dave's catchphrases, but it's right. You know, when you're in God, the essence of God is expect the unexpected. God will create new things, not only because it's his character, his essence, but it's his joy. He just loves creating things, and he's not going to stop doing it. It didn't just happen in Genesis and that's it. He forgot all about it until he gets to Revelation, but throughout the whole of Scripture. And it's really good seeing people making notes, because we are going to be talking about this in our small groups. And I think this discussion in our small groups is going to be fantastic. But let's look, what is creativity? And for me, creativity is about life. It's about bringing new life. It's about bringing something which is good. It's not just about the impulse to do and to make and to build, because I tell you what, people have done that through the centuries and they haven't always been good. Adolf Hitler wrote Mein Kampf, but that's not creative, that's destructive. You know, just because you've written a book doesn't mean to say it's been creative. You know, things have been built that we wish had never been built. And Jesus says in chapter 10 of John's Gospel, John chapter 10, verse 10, the thief comes to steal and to kill and to destroy, but I have come that you might have life and life to the full. That's what creativity is all about. It's about bringing that abundance of life. And that's a lovely verse, isn't it? And we sit and we take that, we think, yes, we want life to the full. But actually, the Bible tells us that we are called to be like him, that we are called to bring abundant life, that we are called to be creators of whatever situation you're in. You are called to be creators of abundant life for those around you within community. And this morning, Laura knew I was going to be speaking about this, but and she, Laura, subscribes to a sort of daily meditation by Henry Nouwen. And Henry Nouwen says this, and this is today's meditation: people of prayer are people who make visible what was hidden, who make touchable what was unreachable. Love that. They can convert convulsive destructiveness into creative work for the new world to come. I mean, that is bang. That is awesome, isn't it? And that is what we are called to do. It's about bringing life. And does anybody watch The Sewing Bee? Does anybody watch The Great British Sewing Bee? Yes, I knew Beth would. I watch it. It's great. I've watched bits of it. But, you know, they have different challenges on The Sewing Bee. And one of the challenges is they're given a pattern and then they have to make something according to this pattern. It's all very complicated and they're all amazing at doing it. But there's another challenge. And the challenge is the transformation challenge. And that challenge is where they get whole scraps of material and bits and pieces, and they have to create something new, something that's not been seen before, something amazing. And that's what God is calling us to do. We're not to follow the pattern of the old world. In fact, in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, I'll just read this out. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says this: do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world. Don't just do things because that's the way it's always been. Don't just do things because that's the way the world is. Don't just do things because that's your background, that's your mindset, that's what you've been taught. Don't conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And not only are we to be transformed, but we are to bring about transformation. See, the thing that the world needs at the moment is not more information. They don't need more information about the gospel and about the kingdom of God and about everything else. We're flooded with information. Those who are on the internet, there's just like too much information out there. And especially recently, as a head teacher, I'm just fed up with the amount of guidance that comes through from the government about 10 minutes before I'm supposed to be putting into practice. And you just shut down then, don't you? I mean, I've stopped watching the news now. There's too much information. The world doesn't need any more information. It needs creation. It needs a people who will bring the hope of creation, of something new, of something fresh, of something dynamic, of something transformative. We need a transformation in our world, not more information. Forget that. We just need people who will create. And we do it in the image and out of the flow of God. God is creative. I love the fact in Genesis, it says that he created, he didn't say he created out of water. He didn't give himself an easy task. He created out man out of dust. But it started off at ex nihilo. It started off out of nothing. God created the world. And then from that, he then took dust and he created us. He created humanity out of dust. And then we see, as we read through the story of God and his people, we see that Moses spoke to the rock and there was water that was created from the rock. We see the bones being spoken to, an army was created. We see Jesus creating wine out of water. And then for me, that the story of salvation that was touched on this morning in the songs and what Andy shared is just so amazing, because that creative thinking of God, how will I bring about the salvation of mankind? And what he chose to do was he chose to turn the cross of death into a door of life. How creative is that? How powerful is that? How dynamic is that? That he could have come on the clouds of glory and just waved his hands about and all the evil people died and all the good people were raised to heaven and et cetera, et cetera. But instead he said, no, I want everybody to be saved. And so he sent his son, and on the cross of death, where everybody thought it had finished, and I think this is why he did it, where everybody thought, that's it now, it is finished. Jesus died on the cross where thousands of other people had died before. And from that point, everybody thought it had finished, but they didn't know until the resurrection that in fact it was a door of hope. It was a door of life. Whatever situation you're in right now, whether you are in business meetings or whether you're thinking about how do I solve the issues in my workplace or how do I look after this family that I'm looking after or what do I do here with my career or whatever it might be, God is saying whatever dust you've got, whatever scraps you've got, whatever death you're in, there is always the possibility of new life when you're with me, of new creation. And so when we talk about creation, yes, we're talking about the arts and we're talking about music, and we're talking about all of those wonderful things that give us expression, but we're talking about our approach to everything that we do. Are we people who are creative? Because we are made in his image and we are called to be that. So Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10 is a fantastic verse. And it says in Ephesians 2, verse 10, it says, for we are God's workmanship. In fact, in Psalm 139, I love the bit in Psalm 139, where it says that we have been knit together in the womb. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. Don't put yourself down. God has made you fearfully and wonderfully. You are fearfully. If you put yourself down, then what are we saying about the creative power of God? we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And it says a little bit later on, I know your works are wonderful. And it says in Ephesians 2, verse 10, for we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. So we are the image bearers of God in every situation we are in, to be creators, not just to, and to reflect the creator. So in Romans chapter 7, verse 4, it says that we are called to bear fruit. In my school, we've got some little garden areas, like a little tiny allotment. And it's just amazing, because it was just at the beginning of, you know, the year, it was just full of dirt, really. And then one or two of my teachers are really into gardening. And so they got these little seeds and they put them in. And on Friday, just gone, I was sat in my office eating salad that the children had prepared, that they'd picked from the garden in the back of my school out of that dirt. And I kind of thought, this is a miracle. You know, I was waving on our Zoom assembly, I was waving letters at them that they had grown. And it just, every year, you know, I'm 55 years old, and it just amazes me that the gardens die back and then suddenly things come through. We are called to be those kind of people, that everybody else might see death, but we know that there is life, and it is life in Jesus Christ. And there will come a point where we will bear fruit and we will have an impact in our community. And we're having an impact even now. We know that, you know, just from some of the stories that people were telling before the start of the service and having a chat with one another, it was great. But so often we put ourselves down, don't we? We kind of say, I can't do this. You know, I'm not creative. This value isn't for me because I'm not a creative person. But we all are. We all are creative people. It's a bit like Moses when God says, go and save my people, Moses. And Moses said, I can't do that. And he says it three or four times, and it does tell us that God got angry with him. And I think there are times when God is urging an impulse within us. We say, oh, I can't, you know, I'm not very good at that. And it's interesting, you've heard this before, but in assemblies, on an assembly when we used to be able to gather together an assembly at school. And I love asking the question, who's good at art? And all the reception children put their hands up because they, yes, I'm really good at drawing and artwork. And you go through the school, and when in the school together, it's quite interesting because all the reception children have got their hands up, and all the 11-year-olds in year six have got their hands down. And apart from maybe one who's been told throughout the whole of their school career that, oh, you're the best at art, you might have one year six. And what is it? What has been knocked out of those children? And there's a book, and I think it's, I don't know who's written, I think it's by somebody called Len Wilson, and it's called Think Like a 5-Year-Old. And I love that. You know, we need to begin to think like a 5-year-old again. We need to say, when somebody says, are you good at singing? Yes, I'm good at singing. And yes, I am a creative person. And I want us to begin to see that we have the ability to create and to transform, to think like a 5-year-old. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18 says this, that we are being transformed into his likeness. Okay, so we're not just like this, kind of like, this is it and that's it forever. I want to overcome, because I think it's from the devil, a fixed mindset. Now, we have this fixed mindset. This is the way it is and it will always be like this. This is the way I am and I'll always be like this. This is the way the church is and it'll always be like this. And we get this kind of like, I don't know, fixed mindset. It's like, God can't work with that. That's from the enemy. And I just want to spew it out of my mouth, because that is just not acceptable. God is calling us into a transformative growth mindset, where he says that we will be from glory into glory, transformed into his likeness with ever increasing glory, it says in the NIV. And so I'm just looking forward to the rest of my life. I'm 55 years old. Who knows how much longer I've got? But you know what? It's going to get better and better and better, because God is a creative God and he wants to do more and more. And we are called to be like him, but not just as individuals. We're called to be like him in community where we are. So just to put a little bit of meat on the bones, what do I mean by that? Well, what I mean, for example, in our Bible study, we had a group on Thursday with Kirsty and Andy and Sam and Laura, and it was just so good, because I love being in community with people, because I think I know the Bible. You know, I've read the Bible a few times now, I've studied it, etc., preached loads of sermons. But every time I go to a Bible study group, somebody says something fresh that I hadn't seen before. How do they do that? But it's like every single time somebody says something and I kind of think, oh, I've not seen it like that before. How creative is that? You know, there is an energy that comes when we get together. The Bible is quite clear about that, that when we come together, that's why Jesus put together so many people that were different from one another, because he knew that that was going to spark creativity. He knew that that was going to create a church which was dynamic and powerful. And if he just put all the people the same together with the same views of everything, that would have been the most boring church the world has ever known. But God still does that today, doesn't he? And it's so exciting. What the reason we do open forums is because people say things that just blow my mind. And it's great. You know, we're not a church where the leader makes all the decisions and everybody just blindly follows along like sheep. That's boring church. But a church where we have people who come together and discuss and share ideas and thoughts is exciting. And we need that to happen. We had a trustees meeting yesterday about the building. And now you could look at that and think that was just a business meeting. I came away with all sorts of thoughts and ideas and things. And we didn't always see it the same way. And there was some pushing and there was some pulling and there was some all sorts of things. But you know what? That was creative. We came away with creative thinking and ideas. When I'm in my school, we've got, at the moment, the Ofsted are asking all schools to look at their curriculum again. We've been doing that. And so I've developed something called an open doors curriculum, because I come from an area of quite high deprivation. A lot of our children don't have access to things that maybe other children would have access to. Some of them haven't been to the beach. Some of them don't go on holidays. So, you know, some of the parents don't read. And so they don't have access to things. So I said, right, let's create a curriculum called an open doors curriculum. And we've got five doors we want the children to go through and have access to. And that was just something that came. And for me, that's about God using me and the rest of us as a senior leadership team to creatively have an impact on the community around us. So for us, it's about, we were watching, have you seen the Cardiff Singers? I don't normally watch opera singers, but if you get it on iPlayer, it's brilliant. So anyway, we were watching this last night and these opera singers were singing and they were amazing singers. But what they were saying, and they would have been great on their own, but behind them, there was this orchestra playing and all these people playing the violins and the cellos and all that sort of thing. And it just made it so much better. We can create on our own or we can create together. And when we create together, we create something which is bigger, which is inspiring, which is powerful. And God is calling us to be like that. So I'm excited about what we can do together as a church. Is the opposite of creativity. Somebody said this in one of our open forums. The opposite of creativity is this. The opposite of it is passivity, to be passive. Being creative is the opposite of being a passive consumer. And I just want to read out something that I've written. The more creative we are, the less we take from others and the more we give to others. The less we just sit and listen and the more we stand up and speak. The more creative we are, then the less we wait for things to happen and the more we make things happen. The less we watch from the stands and the more we get involved on the pitch. Did you hear the England supporters booing the England team as they came off? Now, you know, Gareth Southgate was great. And he said, OK, that was, they're entitled to do that. But I bet every single person that was booing could probably hardly dribble a ball past anybody on that pitch. And you know, we have a choice to be in the stands or on the pitch. And I want to be on the pitch. I want to be the person that's creating the passes and I want to be the person that's scoring the goals, not the person that's booing when other people don't score the goals, because at least there's other people who are having a go. The more creative we are, the less we sit in our seats and watch others perform, and the more we get on the stage and start delighting the world with the talents that God has given to us. We don't only read books, we write books. We don't only sing songs, we compose them. We not only complain about systems, but we change systems. We think creatively. We renew the places that we work in. We bring life. Now, God is calling us to bring all the gifts that we've got. Now, I don't know what everybody's gift is, but I do know that everybody has a gift. So if you're making notes for your group over this coming week, here's a question for your group. How are you going to be, or how are you creative in your world, in your life, in your circumstance at the moment? And if you're not feeling like you're being creative, how can we encourage one another to be more and more creative in our thinking, in our problem solving, in our interactions, in our relationships, in our assignments and our essays, in our whatever it might be, in our Sunday mornings? And the last thing I want to finish with is this, that it's all very Sometimes you talk about creativity and it sounds a bit fluffy, like it's something you might do on a Sunday afternoon when you're bored. But it's more than that. It should be oozing through our bones and our veins, our creativity. It should be just like when you enter into a room, straight away you think, how can I bring life into this place? And in Genesis chapter 2, verse 2, it tells us that God rested from the work he had been doing. And the point is that creativity requires work. And I have had people come to me as a leader, both in school and in church, and they've got amazing ideas. And I think, wow, that sounds really good. And I'll nod my head and I'll encourage them and I'll say, go fly a kite and go and do this. And that's brilliant and have a go. But then as a leader, I will sit back and I will watch and I will wait and I will see if it happens. Because people can be very creative in their ideas, but they also need to be committed and dedicated and invested because it takes work. You know, this talk that I'm giving this morning, it is creative. You know, I've created this talk this morning, but it was created at 5:30 this morning when I woke up. And it was created yesterday when I could have been doing something else. And I'm not just blowing my own trumpet, because that's true for every single person who gives talks, who does something, who prepares the worship and so on. You know, we get the end product, don't we, of people like Andy this morning sharing about communion. But there's an hours and hours. I watched the opera singers last night, but we know that they practice for 6, 7, 8 hours a day before they perform what they perform. So if we're going to be creative, we need to be committed to it. It is hard work. It takes guts. It takes courage. It takes effort. It takes the Holy Spirit equipping us, inspiring us and empowering us. But if we want to make a change to our world, then we need to celebrate the creativity that God has given to us by working hard with it and then rejoicing when we see other people stepping out into it. If you see people stepping out and falling flat on their face, but they've stepped out anyway, just say, yeah, you, well done, go for it. Go for it again. Go for it again and again and again. Because you know what? It's not about the product. It's about the process. It's not about what you end up with. It's about that journey. And every journey has those failures and has those disappointments. And we need to pick each other up when that happens, because that way we can inspire and encourage further creativity. And as we make those failures, then we will inspire greater creativity moving on, because we will learn from those failures and mistakes. And as a church, we've made failures and mistakes. And as churches, we've tried things and they haven't always worked. And sometimes they've worked for a season of time. But I love being in this church because we've got people who are creative. And I just want to encourage more and more of that to happen. So as we go into our groups, let's begin to talk about, what does it mean for you to be creative where you are? How has God made you? Len Wilson, who is a Methodist minister in America, says this: unhealthy churches consume, healthy churches create. Unhealthy churches consume, healthy churches create. Let's be creatives. Let's gather together as a community of people who create something powerful. I love going to, just to finish with, I love going to Baimari. And you go to Baimari and there's a, I don't know what it's called. It's like a gallery, museum-y type of place. But within Baimari, there used to be a community of artists that would get together and they would create art. Now, you know, art is a weird thing, isn't it? You could be in your own little room creating your own little painting. But all these artists, and they did it in St. Ives, they do it in France, they get together and they create together. And I want us to be that kind of community that creates together. I'm going to pray, and then we're going to listen to a song. And the song is In Over My Head. And I love this song because it's all about being overwhelmed by this presence and this power of God. But before we listen to this song, let's just pray. Father God, I want to thank you, Lord. I know I've spoken for a while this morning, but you know, I'm just excited about the possibility that every single one of us could become more and more creative, that we become more transformed as we do so. I'm excited by what we're going to see in each other creating in every situation that we're in, both within church, within our community. And we want to pray, Holy Spirit, that you would anoint us with that creativity, anoint us with a fresh anointing of creative power, enable us, empower us, and equip us to be people who will create more and more of a vision of your kingdom, Lord, as we express more and more of you to those around us. Help us to bring life, in Jesus' name. Amen.